Hey everybody, it's Ben Robinson, and today we're going to be talking about another lever in your bookkeeping business. But before we go too far down the road, I want to share with you just kind of a recap of what you have been discovering and hopefully what you've been implementing in your business. You see, if you want to create a small biz or a mini empire as we define it with your bookkeeping business, it's based upon several factors. Number one, first and foremost, and the very first lesson set that we did was all about your vision. Knowing what the future is going to hold for you is of utmost importance, because if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. And this is not what we want. What we want is a compelling vision, a clear vision that says, hey, this is where I'm going with my business. It doesn't mean that it's all going to be rainbows and puppy dogs, but it does mean that you can say, and you have a set of guidelines to say, should I be doing this? Should I not be doing this? Is it getting me, is this activity getting me closer to my goal, closer to my vision, or further away from it? It's happening in one of those two ways, okay? So the very first thing that we talked about was vision. And so hopefully you have your vision documented just like we talked about. The next thing, the next lever, the next key to success, so to speak, is productivity. Now, productivity, we talked about that. We've talked about how you can do less in less time. Productivity is about being effective. That means doing the right things, as well as efficiencies. And so we talked about processes, right? Processes are about doing things better, about being efficient. The productivity was all about doing the right things and eliminating all the things that you don't need to be doing. And then we continue on with this, with using other people. And I don't mean that in a negative connotative way, a negative connotation way, like, you know, hey, I'm using you. No, we're talking about leveraging other people. And the very first person, the very first hire that you make, I'm going to urge you that it is a virtual assistant, not a bookkeeper, all right, but a VA, virtual assistant. And so what we're going to be talking about in this lesson set is how to find them, how to hire them, and how to onboard them, how to indoctrinate them into your series. But before we go into that, I want to kind of sell you on this idea, okay? If you have documented your processes, if you have listed those things out, if you have the right thing, if you're doing the right things, you're effective, if you have a vision, now you can proceed to hiring others. But until you have your processes down, do not hire anybody else. This is something that you need to work on. But let's say that you're working on your first process and you got that nailed down. And I think that we use the example of getting all the incoming information from our client, okay? It could have been something in the admin section like answering emails, okay? Anything, it's a task, right? And most people think that when they hire somebody, that they're committing to a salary, and we're not. And we'll talk about that as hiring a virtual assistant as a contractor and using them for as little as an hour a week. And if you take this, you know, in very short strides, if you take short steps, it's going to be great. Now, one of the big observations that I make about mistakes that people make in hiring, and yours truly made it, was that I hired a bookkeeper and said, hey, here's a bunch of clients now, go get them, right? I thought that was the solution to my problem. I thought that would get me ahead and that would alleviate me having to do everything. Nothing could be further from the truth, because that was a recipe for disaster. I didn't have processes defined. I basically just threw her to the wolves, and I was frustrated with her because of something that was my fault, okay? So I don't want this to happen to you. So what I want you to do is to consider the little tasks that you can start offboarding to your virtual assistant. Okay, now Beth is my virtual assistant, and you see her inside of the group, and be sure to ask her questions when it comes to this about hiring, about training, about finding them, all in anything related to that, because she can give you a unique perspective because she's my VA as well as Kelly's VA, our COO. And so she can give you some great insights there. But what we did first with her, all right, she's done a ton of stuff for me now, but very first thing that she did was get control of my inbox. I would come in the morning and have, you know, dozens of emails. Some of them need to be responded to. Some of them didn't. Some need to be deleted. Some need to be junk. And I would spend 30, 40 minutes every single morning going through those emails. Well, number one, that wasn't a very effective use of my time. If you recall, we want to do things that are more rote, more, you know, just things that we do all the time that don't require a lot of brain power when I'm not, you know, as mentally sharp. So one thing I did was moving that to a time in which I'm less mentally sharp in the afternoon and focusing on important things in the morning. But I digress. The first thing we had was that Beth took over the inbox. And so what used to take me 30, 40 minutes now takes 3 to 4 minutes. And that's probably being a little bit generous. It probably takes less time than that. And so I basically freed up a half an hour a day, 2.5 hours a week, 10 hours a month, okay, just to use round numbers there. That's a lot of time, okay? And you can do the same thing. And don't think that you have to do something monumental, that you have to hand over the keys to a client and say, here, do all this work. It starts with one person, the virtual assistant, and it starts with one task, in this case, the email inbox. Now, one thing that I would encourage you to do is, as you're looking at your processes and drilling down into the subtasks, go into those checklists that you're creating. Remember, the checklists were the high-level type of things. I got one down here for the Cessna 172. Look at those. That's a great place for you to start looking at tasks that you can hand off to your virtual assistant. Okay? So you can start with one person, your virtual assistant, start with one task, in this case, email. All right. Now, that begs the question, where do I find virtual assistants? Well, there's a number of different ways, and I want to kind of share with you the pros and cons of each of those. So the very first way is Upwork. Upwork, UPWORK.com. You can go and hire somebody on there that pretty much can do anything. So if you ever need somebody, whether it's a designer, whether it's a copywriter, a web programmer, or in this case, a virtual assistant, you can find it on Upwork.com. Now, just because this person or these people are on Upwork doesn't mean that they're good. So what we have to do is we have to filter through them. And what I mean by filtering through them is looking at their scores, looking at the ratings that other people like me have given to them for the job that they did or did not do. And I tell you, look for somebody that's, you know, in the 90s at least, because the way in which Upwork, at least as of this recording, grades people is on a scale of 0 to 100, 100 being a perfect mark and 0 being a not perfect mark, right? No, they did nothing good. And what I tell you to do is when you go in there and when you search, you can search for contractors or freelancers, as they call it, type in virtual assistants. They have a category in there underneath administrative that talks about virtual assistants. You could just go to Google and type in virtual assistants Upwork, and it'll take you right there. And then you can sort. You can do all kinds of sorting, like if you want them in a certain time zone, if you want them to have certain skills, you can. There's a lot of robust reporting and filtering features that you can use inside of Upwork. But you're looking for somebody that you're going to click with, because I can assure you that you're probably going to go through a VA or two until you find one that's right. Hopefully, the very first one that you get in touch with, the first one that starts working with you, is going to be the one. But just note that it does take a little bit of time. If you've never brought somebody aboard, you're learning, they're learning, they're getting indoctrinated, and you'll learn how to do this a little bit better down the road. But make sure that you find them. Now, what you got to do is you got to put up a job description. On that job description, and we'll leave a sample down below, be specific, okay? Plant a couple of Easter eggs, what we call them, making sure that they are paying attention to detail. I always use inside the middle of the job description, I always say, you know, reply to Dunder Mifflin, attention Michael Scott, and I put it right in the middle of like the middle paragraph so that I know that they actually read it. Because a lot of people, they have bots or something set up to where they, inside of Upwork, know when a VA gig comes up and it just automatically shoots you a proposal. You don't want to work with them. So make sure and, you know, just test out Upwork. So that's the very first place. Now, the other place that I would tell you to go is inside of our group. I know I'm always promoting the group, but this is really the secret sauce. This is all about the community. Ask other people who, you know, are most like you. It would be great if they were inside of your niche, if they have a VA, and if they're willing to share them. Okay? Because a lot of these VAs, they work as contractor. They may work 1 hour a week for you, 5 hours a week for somebody else, 10 hours for someone. They may have 3, 10 clients. So making sure that they have enough hours in the week is very important to them. And most of us inside of this group don't use a VA full time. We don't even use Beth full time. You know, she's about 3/4 time. So go into the group and ask others, hey, I'm in this niche. This is the service that I need. Anyone have a VA they would be willing to share with me? That was probably the first place that I would go. I said Upwork, but I would probably go inside of my group. Now, don't poach, meaning you're going to take somebody else's client. You obviously have to get the name from them, get permission from the member inside of our community, but that's a great place to go. And one of the things that we're working on is a referral network for virtual assistants. And if there is any headway, we'll put a link down below to where we can help you to find one that's going to be working with you and going to be helping you in your business. All right, so we got Upwork, we got inside of our community. You can also go with a service and how we found Beth through Belay, B-E-L-A-Y. I'll leave a link down below for them. Now, the great thing about Belay is that they have a very arduous onboarding process. They take the best of the best. Slackers need not apply on Belay. their onboarding experience, as I understand it, speaking with Beth and speaking with their higher ups, it's pretty rigorous. I wouldn't want to go through it. But the great news is that you're going to get a quality person on the other side. And if you don't, they will match you up with somebody who is. They'll continue to work on your behalf until you find the right virtual assistant. Now, the great thing about that, again, is that the legwork is done for you. The downside is that it is going to cost you more. That is going to come at a premium. There are higher rates for those, but it goes with everything else. You get what you pay for, and the same thing with Belay. So for us, we really like working with Belay. We love you, Belay. We love everything that they do and the people that they provide us with. But you might not want to do that. You might want to use somebody else. We've had members inside of our other group, Bookkeeper Launch, that have gone on to become VAs for bookkeepers from what they learned there. The real key in hiring is finding somebody, okay? We haven't talked about hiring. We haven't talked about onboarding them. We're just now talking about finding them, going to the pool, right? And the real key there is to find somebody that your personalities match. Find somebody that you can get along with. You're not going to be BFFs and go out there and have beers after work. You can, but the real key here is that this is a close relationship. All right, Beth can think like me, which is kind of weird. Sorry about that, Beth. But she can anticipate what I want, right? She starts to learn. I started to give her feedback. She started to learn my voice. She doesn't reply in my name or anything like that in terms of emails, but she can just anticipate these things. And so having that good working relationship is critical to finding a VA. Okay, you've found a VA. Let's pretend that you have, okay? Either through Upwork, either through the group, either through Belay, or any of other places, okay? You could have somebody in your networking group, your next door neighbor, right? Using your personal network is a great place to also to go and find them. But let's pretend that you've found somebody, okay? So what we want to do, you got the job description, the sample that is going to be down below. Use this because it's a template. It's a starting point. You got to make it yours. Let your personality come out in it. That's one of the keys to a job description is letting somebody know, hey, are you like us? Are you weird, right? Or whatever the case may be, like us, we want to make sure that you're doing that. So let's say that you've found a pool of candidates, okay? Now, how do you go through and figure out which one to hire? And in the next video, what we'll do is we'll break down the interview process, and then finally we'll end up with how you onboard them, how you get them indoctrinated into your business.